This recording is brought to you by Christians Together, the website serving the Christian community in the Scottish Highlands and Islands, and can be found at www.christianstogether.net. So we're speaking to...
Speaking to the Reverend Ian Watson from Kirkmuir Hill Parish Church in South Lanarkshire.
Now, Ian, we're in Glasgow today at what is probably quite an historic meeting. What's it all about?
Well, this was a meeting that was called to evangelicals within the Church of Scotland to feel deep sorrow and dismay at the decision of the General Assembly back in May regarding the road that they're going to go on towards the ordination of practicing homosexual people.
Did you foresee the situation we're in today?
I think many of us have been watching the Church of Scotland drift away from the authority of the Word of God, and therefore we are not surprised that it has come to this, although we are deeply, deeply saddened by it.
In the context of today's meeting, what do you feel yourself the Lord is saying to the Church?
Well, one of the platform speakers did indicate that it was quite clear that the Church of Scotland at its General Assembly was very decisive in its decision, and that we prayed for clarity, and we have been given clarity. It might not be the answer that we were looking for, but it's certainly the answer we've been given. But many of us feel that our relationship with the denomination has irrevocably declined and been fractured, and we do foresee congregations departing from the denomination, whether that's to other Presbyterian denominations or to a new denomination or to independency, we cannot foresee at the moment.
What's the chances of United Action where you've got different congregations and situations?
Well, we all can't take the same action, but I can assure you that there is a real, genuine desire for Christian unity amongst evangelicals. That does not demand that we all act in the same way.
There's a theological study now in progress reporting in 2 years' time. Do you see the result of that changing the field?
Most of us do not see that theological commission being able to change the mind of the General Assembly. The composition of that commission is mixed, and in any event, our reading of the situation is that the General Assembly will probably be more entrenched in its desire to see practicing homosexual people ordained rather than less when it comes to 2013.
Now, we read in the Word that Jesus said, "I will build my church." How do you interpret that in the light of what we're experiencing today?
Well, as Bible-believing Christians, we do not identify the Church of Jesus Christ with any one denomination. Jesus is building his church, both here in Scotland and throughout the world. Our desire is to be part of the building up of his kingdom. And for us, the most important thing is the spread of the gospel, and we want to do that as effectively as possible. My emphasis will be, as it always is in preaching the gospel of the free grace of Christ.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
That was a recording brought to you by Christians Together, the website serving the Christian community in the Scottish Highlands and Islands, and it can be found at www.christianstogether.net. That's christianstogether.net.